Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day. Thanks for being here. Thanks for staying in your house. Hopefully that is what you're doing.
Oh my God, my outside my house, I hadn't been looking. It is blue skies and beautiful right now.
It's gorgeous right now. I'm looking out the window and just thinking, boy, that is pretty. If you got to get out of the house, you know, stay away from other people. If you're walking your dog or you just need to stretch your legs, you don't go to places where people are going to gather, parks or beaches. It's just not allowed. Don't do it.
It's about to rain where I am. I don't know about
Is that so?
Is that right?
It's super gray and dark.
Oh, that's too bad. I guess you'll have to stay in all day. Bryn has been really active on Instagram. We all have, let's face it. He actually has, I mean, because he's like a tech guy. He's actually got a mic. Have you watched any of his live stuff, Minnie? He talks into a mic and it sounds, it's just the cleanest thing you've ever heard. It just sounds great.
Are you using the Lucy thing?
No, I'm using the setup that I'm using for the radio podcast.
Oh, okay.
He somehow manages to get it into his phone. I don't know how that happens, but it's...
I was like, it's already set up. Might as well use it, you know?
It's pretty great.
All right.
And you look good with your headphones on.
Thanks.
So if you have a minute, look, there's a lot of stuff happening on Instagram right now. It's actually become just sort of my go-to spot. I constant people who are going live and just kind of heartwarming interactions. In fact, one of the people who is... Boy, all over Instagram right now is our own Scott Capurro. I'm going to assume that he's on the line. And
hello.
Hello. Capurro. Okay. Welcome.
Bryn helped me so much last night. He was so patient with how stupid I am and showed me how to use some of Instagram's elements properly. So, yeah, it was really fun, actually. I mean, I shouldn't be enjoying this pandemic, but I am.
Well, listen, I actually, don't you feel that, like, guilt? I feel guilty that I'm home and with my family and actually a pretty positive frame of mind. But that is, you know, we all need to sort of strive for that. Don't feel guilty about it. Feel like I'm doing the right things and I'm doing my part in this whole thing. And I mean, I don't think we should be feeling guilty about it.
We woke up this morning and there were birds chirping outside our window. I mean, I live on a really busy street in San Francisco. Usually it's pretty much a mini freeway. And we heard birdies this morning.
No, stupid birds don't know what's going on. So they're happy. They're like, oh, great. All the people are gone.
Yeah. I know. How are you guys? You all right?
Great. So you are doing every night at 8 p.m.
Every day. Annoying the heck out of people.
Yes, actually, all day. You know what's funny is, so Scott is, he's going live multiple times a day. And at our house, what we're doing is not watching those until 8 o'clock so that we have like a solid 20 minutes of you saved up. I really think that Instagram is your, that is where you should live. It's, you are so GD funny on there.
Bryn's a natural on it too. I've been watching his videos.
I know, he's great.
He's so sweet and hilarious. He is.
I know, he is sweet. That's the word too. He just has the sweetest smile, and he's so happy that people are watching him. It's adorable. He's relaxed on there too.
Green. He's got a big head, which is nice too, because it's like a movie star. You know, movie stars have so huge heads and tiny bodies.
Yeah, your head looks enormous on there.
You're shaped like Tom Cruise a little bit, Bryn. That's a good thing. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, really Scott. Good. When Scott's face is, it's big on his screen, but it's long. It fills the whole screen, the whole vertical screen. You got like, you know, the long chin going and the big hair.
And my husband does all the sound effects. Like last night, we did our live set at 8 o'clock, which you're doing every night, and he was eating the almost the whole like first 3 minutes, chomping on an apple until finally someone said, "Can you stop eating into the phone, please?"
I wrote it like five times. Stop eating into the phone.
Hey, Scott, how is that going? As you two are. Not quite newlyweds, but you're, you know, newly married, newly-ish married, and you're, you know, now trapped in the house together. How is that going for you? Are you boning away all the every day?
I wish we had a house. Instead, we, you know, we have a studio, so we're sitting, staring menacingly at one another over the carpet sometimes with the TV on. That's the only noise in the room. It's like that. Either that, or he goes down to the garage because, Kapoor, I need some time alone, so he goes to the garage.
Or you guys go eat. It seems like the theme of the Scott Kapoor show is all you do is eat. And there isn't a lot of sex. You had to beg for it, and apparently you got it yesterday.
We finally did it. Oh, finally. It was great. Yeah. It was almost as if he was there. You guys, it was almost as if we were together in the room having sex for the first time in so long. Because usually, you know, my mind's elsewhere thinking about Pilates or... you know, someone I've met. But instead, it was like we were together. It was great. You're right, Vinny. It's like a honeymoon all over again. We're all we have.
Someone you've met? Ah, that's awful.
No, you know, at the post office or whatever. Someone who parked my car. Whatever. No, but now it's like, oh, you're here. I forgot. And anyway, usually I'm facing the other direction. But now we're like, we're together, and oh, it's enchanting. It's like Broadway. It's magical. It's great. This has brought us back together. It has. Also, we're really all we have. I mean, he calls his family and stuff, and they're like, "Come back to Brazil." He's like, "Are you crazy?" I'm like,
I mean, he can anyway. I don't know that he'd be able.
Yeah,
to
he's not getting on a plane anywhere now.
I think a lot of airlines are doing that repatriation thing. Like that, he might get there, but he probably wouldn't get out. That's the thing. Once he was in, they might.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, and once he got there, I'm sure they'd put him, you know, somewhere for 2 weeks. You know, to
put him in a cage somewhere. Yeah, yeah. So we're just going to hang out here and continue our trips to Trader Joe's because my husband, that's the third peanut butter jar in 7 days. What am I going to do? Seriously, I can't store enough food in the house. What solution have you found, Sarah, to keep enough food?
You guys only go once a week, right? No, we're John will go out and get food here and there. But no, I've just like the diet's out the window. I can't tell what I look like anyway, cause I'm wearing the biggest clothes I have. I'm like, you know what I'm going to wear to work today? Sweats again, the same even.
And now Debbie's not there to look at you judgingly as you walk into the
Oh my God. She was, didn't matter what she ate. She was always like the tiniest person. Oh God.
Yeah.
So
she didn't eat. She had no meals. It was great.
Speaking of Debbie, we haven't heard. Yeah. They made it across the country, right? Are they good?
They did. They're there. They're
they're
at your parents' house.
They got there Monday. They made it across the across the country in 4 days. They're at my parents' house.
Wow.
You know, fingers crossed that they didn't bring. You know, they stopped and gassed up and ate places, and you know.
So weird.
But listen, they're all adults. So I've said my piece on that, and I just hope everyone. Is okay.
But well, based on Instagram, they appear to be having a grand time.
Oh, God. They're just sure. Well, if alcohol can kill it, they've got that going for them.
Vinny, how are your kids indoors all the time? Is this making them just want to climb the walls? Or
yeah,
they all right?
It's
actually, Vinny's the one who wants to climb the walls.
Yeah, I do too. But no, there's no question. If you have little kids during a quarantine like this, there is... it's difficult, but I'll tell you what, I remind myself of this and I'll remind anybody else out there. You know what? If it's 10,000 times worse, in my opinion, if I'm sick and they're sick, we're in big trouble. Like that is not,
out.
That is not going to be a fun scenario with, so we're really being careful so that we don't. I don't want it in this house.
No.
It's bad, but it could get way worse if everyone's feeling terrible.
We're feeling okay, and I suggest the donut diet that my husband is on. We're finding places that sell donuts still over the counter. Of course, we don't hang out. We just grab our donuts and run. So he's finding different donuts every day. It's amazing to me. I didn't know there were donuts in Dog Patch, but we found them yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Covered in powdered sugar.
You guys had never been to Dog Patch. You did a whole live thing on, you know, Dog Patch. Isn't it cute? It's empty, completely empty. They're walking because everyone's like, oh, God, there's people on the street. I got to run for my house. You guys need to stay home more.
Hey, Scott, are you super stocked up on the doobie weed, or how did that work for you guys?
I don't. John,
that's why I asked.
John gave us like a case. Thank you. Thanks, John, again, for being here.
Oh, boy. Thank you for telling everyone that John has weed.
No, John's
I thought that was a private transaction between us. We got a guy we know who had cancer a few years back and has become an aficionado at growing weed. So
that's a great story, Sarah. Really good one. Stick to that.
Thank you.
So yeah, John's a supplier, and
so you're good. You two have stayed happy through these days with a haze of smoke over your heads.
Fantastic. Yeah, but when I smoke weed, Vinny, I get stupid. Like last night, I dropped the ice cream. I walked into a doorway and dropped the ice cream, and you know. During a pandemic, you need the ice cream. So that was he was silent after that for about a half hour.
Oh, he was mad. So you dropped the ice cream.
Yeah, I dropped the ice cream.
Like what? So don't you just pick the ice cream up, brush the dust off of it, and keep eating it?
No, it was in the container. It was in the bowl still, and I had two scoops in the bowl. It's a soy ice cream, of course, because you know
it. Of course, because why would you want good ice cream?
Yeah, the soy cherry Garcia from Trader Joe's, very good.
Jesus.
And it tastes a bit like a Band-Aid, but anyway, it's ice cream.
Oh, my God. Delicious.
It tastes like a Band-Aid. It tastes like it's plastic. It's plastic with sugar sprinkled over it. It felt like it flew out of the bowl. Like I threw it across the room, and it rolled and then landed on the carpet outside the hallway because we had the door open. Because we're inviting people in. Come on, we're high. We got ice cream. Everybody, woo, the party. And, that's
so way to follow the rules. Okay. Listen, every night, 8 o'clock, live comedy from Scott's studio apartment.
With my husband commenting.
Yes. He's actually one of the funniest parts of it. You're the funniest, of course. One of the funniest parts, though, is him.
He's hilarious.
And, it is fun to see everybody who jumps on there, and we're all saying hi to each other as the comments are scrolling up. But Instagram, Scott
Pearl. And the neighbors across the street. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The unwitting stars of Scott DePerro's broadcast are these two dudes that live in the apartment that you can see through the window.
Oh, my God.
All they do is eat.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Like seven different bowls of food last night. It's just, there's so many shocking.
They just keep bringing bowls to the table. It's
unbelievable.
Maybe they're potters and they're just letting things dry.
By the way, Apple has 9 million of those masks. That's another shocker. Did you know this? 9 million of those.
Well, what we learned yesterday when I was asking about my new laptop that I need to get because this one keeps freezing. Is that they're made in like these very they're made in clean rooms and they probably wear masks when they make them.
Amazing.
So they're safe.
All these tech companies probably have a ton of masks stashed.
I suggest Apple stocks, by the way. They're really cheap right now, and they're going to go way, way up. So that's if you're home poor with a bit of money, like most of us aren't, but some of us are. So Apple stocks, you guys. Come on, Sarah. Come on, Vinny. Apple stocks. Do it.
Yeah. We're all poor now. All right. Thank you, Scott. Everybody,
Saturday
follow
night live
Scott.
Show, though. I've got a guest coming along. So,
oh, yeah. So, and that's actually, you know what, a lot of people are doing this now, too. In fact, I'll start with a story about this. You know, this is how people make money. A lot of people who are giving these shows away for free. And so once a week, you're charging whatever people want to tip you for your Saturday night, your long show. And you've got a guest this week as well.
I get tips all the time still. It's
that's
so
fantastic.
Sweet.
But you're not alone. A lot of people are doing this. They want to pay the people that work for them and they need to, you know, buy their own food and that kind of thing. So go to Scott Capurro, 1P, 2Rs, and a whole lot of love.
Thank you, guys.
Love you, Scott. We'll talk to you very
soon.
Can
I say one thing just really quick?
Yeah.
Someone died of the coronavirus symptoms, Terrence McNally, who's this great, great playwright. So anyway, namaste. And to all those people who are doing well, great. And to anyone who's not doing great, our hearts are with you. So I hope, that we all come out of this a bit closer and a bit more intimate and a bit more like, you know, we don't need so much stuff. We just need each other. So I really feel that way about you guys, too, for doing this. I really, really appreciate it. Every day, it's really helpful.
Hashtag
hey, Scott.
Connected. Thank you, Scott.
On tonight's show with Edson in the audience, can you tell the story about the glass table in Guerneville?
I can try.
He doesn't want to get thrown off. He swears a lot on that, but, you know, he doesn't want to wind up getting thrown off Instagram.
I feel, could Instagram just say, okay, that's too much. We're blocking.
They could. They absolutely could. So I was going to say to you, you should swear less and you should, you know, not be so dirty.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
You do you. Suit yourself.
Maybe I'll do the story privately and send it to you, Vinny. I'll reenact it.
You'll reenact it. I don't know that my eyes will be able to remain in my head if I see that.
I'll have to gouge them out.
I'll need a jar of mayonnaise and some and a hula.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Scott Pearl. Hit the road.
I love you,
Jack. Bye, Scott.
Bye.
See ya. See you on Instagram today. All right. So I want to start with So Scott charges for his lengthy Saturday show. A lot of artists have been doing live online performances. A lot of them for free. Although, as this situation stretches on, that'll probably get less common. On Monday night, Erykah Badu did a concert, and she's calling it her quarantine concert series, Apocalypse One. She charged everyone $1 to watch it, and people said, oh, you're greedy. She is using the money to keep her people paid because their sources of income have dried up, and we've heard this from a lot of musicians that, look, you know, Dave Grohl's going to be fine. The roadies and the people who count on him to tour to make their money, less so. She says, I got a house full of masked engineers, musicians, techs who are all out of work. We have a few band members stuck in other states. I called them earlier and told them today, you're all still on the payroll, even though you're all not here. She said, we're rich. We're not rich people. We just play rich people on TV. This is how we make our living. And some of us only have one form of income, and that's shows. So there are people out there who are charging, and you know, in a lot of cases, that's a voluntary charge. You can log on to someone's free. I don't know if hers has some kind of paywall. You got to pay your dollar to get through. But for the most part, you know, people are really just asking for a tip.
My response to that would be, if you're insulted by the dollar she's asking for, then don't watch it.
Right. Exactly.
Just put on one of her records. If you got an itch to hear Erykah Badu, put on a record that you probably already own. I don't know why someone would be so, you know, negative towards that when no one is twisting your arm to watch it.
No, it's true. And it's, you know, I mean, a dollar is certainly a reasonable amount to request. I mean, the thing is, if it was U2 doing it, people probably wouldn't say anything. Or maybe they would, because U2's got plenty of money. This seems reasonable to me. And like Vinny just said, you don't have to watch it, and you certainly don't have to pay the money. But anyway, that's what she's up to. Speaking of U2, Bono, Bryn, I know I asked you for this a day or two ago, but he's got a brand new song called Let Your Love Be Known. He wrote a song about an hour before he hopped on a live stream and broadcast for all his fans last week. And he basically said it's a little postcard from Bubblin' Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. A little tune made up here about an hour ago. I think it's called Let Your Love Be Known.
And I can reach, but I can rain. You can't touch, but you can see. Across rooftops, see down the phone.
Well, live stuff is fun.
I loved that. That is super cool.
It's so cute. And you know, at some point, maybe there'll even be a recorded version of it. But, you know, it's fun to hear people just singing and letting it out. Live stuff is great. I don't like it when you play it, though, Bryn. Don't misread me.
I just played a live version of something that you asked for.
Yeah, I know. Specifically, it's the only version of it. Post Malone, he is making a quarantine album. As we're all in self-isolation, people are looking for ways to occupy their time, and that is what Post Malone is doing, occupying his time. He is working on, he says, a quarantine album. I guess his longtime manager shared a photo of himself and Post Malone and wrote that he and Post, Mr. Malone, are heading into quarantine album mode writing. I'm sorry I can't stay away from my brother Posty. I'll take the chance. So they're not separated. Tonight we made a FaceTime. Now we're going to go into quarantine album mode. So I'm not sure when that will come out.
I think the bummer for a lot of artists is that they aim their record release to their summer tours. And
yes.
So as we've spoken with Michael Franti, he just finished his album. We were speaking with Matt Nathanson. His album's almost done.
Yeah.
So a lot of these cats are... They're already, they're just ready to go out on their normal cycle. And I bet you find they find themselves writing more stuff.
I can't see how that could help but happen. I mean, right. You know, when you're a songwriter and there you are with nothing but time on your hands, I think that, you know, maybe a lot of creativity. Well, we've already seen a lot come out of this.
And well, Billy Joe is another guy who's been posting. He posted
non-stop.
Some cover song that he did a day or two ago. And I think We're Alone Now. Was that it?
Yeah. Do you have that handy, Bryn? They're calling it Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong covers cover Accidental Quarantine Anthem that everyone's sharing this around because I think We're Alone Now is sort of the theme of the day. But he posted it. It's a recorded thing.
It's great.
Yeah, he said, here's a quote from him. While we've all been in quarantine, I've been reflecting on the things that matter most in my life, family, friends, and of course, music. I recorded a cover of Tommy James and the Shondells, I Think We're Alone Now, in my bedroom. This is from his bed, live from the
bedroom. Wow.
I figure if we have to spend time in isolation, at least we can be alone together. It's and if you do a quick search for it, there's a whole video that goes with it. I'm not sure when that got put together, but it's good. It's worth a minute of your time. Oh, geez. I'm just about out of time. You want to hear, you know what? I'll just give you this one. Coronavirus, which is
this
dude.
You were going to give us a choice.
No.
And I thought one of the choices might be the recording of you and John performing last night.
Oh, I want to hear that one.
No, yeah, we'd love to hear that one.
I'm not doing that.
That's the one,
guys.
We'll take that one.
Listen.
Me and Vinny's hands are up.
This song is officially a top 40 hit now. There's a guy who took, you know, made a beat and took some, if you guys have seen Cardi B ranting about the coronavirus, like on her Instagram page, he took that and put that to this beat that he did, and now it is officially a top 40 hit. Do you have that ready to go?
Yeah, it's so stupid. Here it is. Vinny's hand is up.
What's that?
Vinny's hand is up.
Oh, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I didn't want to hear that at all. What I'd like to hear...
All right, what's coming up in the news, man?
Oh, you're awful. Well, way to just ignore the people's wishes.
The people don't believe me. When something's good, I'll put it up. But I don't put some crummy thing
You've
up there.
You've said that before.
Yeah, you don't. I don't think you know what it's...
Get out of here.
All right, you know what? I'll listen to them. Maybe I'll put something up on Instagram today.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, let's do that.
Right. Maybe, I said.
Okay, coming up next, Sarah will put something on Instagram and we'll all enjoy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.